Please turn to hymn number 490. One of the things that Martin Luther did was to write a little tiny book. It wasn't really even a book, it's a booklet, called The Small Catechism. After that book had been produced, he wrote a number of hymns that reinforced and taught that same catechism in metrical form. Metrical meaning there's a pulse to it, there's a beat to it, and in this case it rhymes. Hymn 490 is a presentation of the Ten Commandments, and it is certainly one of the most least painful ways to learn these commands. What we're going to do this morning is we're all going to sing verses 1 through 4 together. Now, when we get to stanza 5, this side will sing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we're going to stand up really fast and we're going to sing 11 and 12 together. All right, so 1 through 4, down there in your learning posture, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. And then 11. Now, one of the things about this is that I think that Dr. Luther had in mind that it would be kind of like a singing game. He would like this idea of throwing the ball back and forth very, very much. And the other thing that he would like is that we do not sing it too slowly. So, sit up and away we go. Hymn 490, and we're going to sing the Ten Commandments and Luther's explanation without even realizing it.
Oh, this is an interesting tune, too. It's the only one that starts like this.
Thank you.
I'd like you to turn now, please, to 492, which is a short journey. In our tradition, of course, one of the main reasons that we sing hymns in worship is so that we may be taught and that we may teach one another. It's an exercise by which God is glorified when his word is proclaimed in its truth and purity. The text at 492 is a wonderful exposition of the role of the law in the life of the world, which of course doesn't like to listen to the law, because having a law implies that there's what? Sin. We don't like sin, so we choose to ignore it. But of course the law doesn't allow us to do that. The Ten Commandments, many of which are written on the hearts of all people. Most folks in the world realize that murder is a bad thing, and so on and so on. We, of course, by our own nature, reason, and strength, cannot understand the first of the commandments, the first table of the law, which is our duty towards God. Please, at 492, I'm going to read verse 1, and then I'd like you to read verse 2, and we'll alternate also until the end. Just think of this as a sermon and not a poem. The law of God is good and wise, and sets his will before our eyes, shows us the way of righteousness, and dooms to death when we transgress. To those who help in Christ have found, and that would be the Christian, and would in works of love abound, it shows what deeds are his delight and should be done as good and right. The law is good. But since the fall, its holiness condemns us all. It dooms us for our sin to die and has no power to justify. By the same poet, the gospel shows the Father's grace. We will sing verse 1 together, then we will start stanza 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we'll all sing 6 together. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, even as you rose triumphant from the grave, I beseech you to grant me grace to rise from the bondage of sin, to walk in newness of life, that when you appear as my judge and redeemer, I shall greet you in peace and in joy, and may throughout eternity enjoy the bliss of your unveiled presence. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you now and forever. Amen. Depart in peace.